area with her thumb. What a way to start her birthday. Surely Caleb could have checked that the boys had picked up every little piece. He'd been supervising the clean-up last night, for the first time in months. Squeezing her eyes shut against the frustration, she imagined Caleb driving towards the Merriwell Bay Airport in the pre-dawn light. He was returning to work after the Christmas break, having managed to score another 2 weeks into January as holidays. Normally, she would have got up and made him breakfast, talked about the next few days, what was ahead for both of them, his court cases, her jobs on the farm. But not this morning. She'd been too tired, and although she wouldn't admit it to anyone else, she was sick of hearing about a career and life she couldn't relate to. It felt like months since she and Caleb had had a conversation that didn't involve the kids, or farming, or the law. Brianna glanced towards the west and imagined the spotlights of his flash four-wheel drive illuminating the pre-dawn dark. The long streaks of white picking up any stray kangaroos. Caleb had bought the top-of-the-range Land Cruiser without telling her, turning up in it one day with a large smile on his face. Brianna could tell he was delighted with it and thought she should be too, but a niggling voice inside her asked why he hadn't talked to her about it first.